What do you think of when you hear the term gospel music? I'm Robert Darden, your host for Shout, a Black Gospel Music Moment. For some people, gospel evokes images of Mahalia Jackson, gospel's biggest star, who was among the few African Americans to appear on national television in the 1950s. For others, gospel music is a 100-voice choir dressed in brilliant robes, swaying and clapping to the music. Gospel music first became popular among the African-American choirs of Chicago in the 1930s, but recording a big choir was difficult in the early days of the recording industry. The technology just wasn't there. It wasn't until the early 1960s that the equipment could capture the majesty of a well-trained choir. One of the first to record was a state choir of Southwest Michigan, Church of God in Christ, or COGIC. Directed by gospel legend Mattie Moss Clark, their thunderous recordings reignited choirs across America. And you can get a taste of their power with Going to Heaven to Meet the King, recorded in 1961. Nothing, of course, can capture the power and majesty of a mass choir singing live in a black church on a glorious Sunday morning. I'm Robert Darden. Shout, a Black Gospel Music Moment, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.